Good afternoon. I'm Nick Bateman. Today I'm going to be presenting the economic benefit of BT oversprays in Mississippi cotton. I'm under the advisement of Dr. Angus Catchite and Dr. Jeff Gore. So just a little background on the heliothine complex. So the main insect we're worried about here is the cotton bollworm, which is Heliocoverpa zea. It lays eggs that are individually laid. They hatch in 3 to 5 days. Larvae go through 5 instars that roughly last 10 to 14 days, and they feed on all fruiting structures in cotton. Typically, eggs are laid in the terminal or on the flowers, and the larvae feed their way lower into the canopy. So, introduction to BT cotton. BT cotton was first approved for commercial use by the EPA in 1995. This product was Bollguard by Monsanto. It had a single crystalline toxin, which is Cry1AC. It has resistance issues. So then they come out with dual gene cottons in 2003 and 2005. This was Bollguard 2 and Wide Strike. Bollguard 2 was by Monsanto. It paired the Cry1AC with Cry1-2AB, and Wide Strike by Dow had Cry1AC plus Cry1F. So now we have some newer BT technologies like Twin Link by Bayer that come out in 2013, which paired Cry1AB with Cry2AE. And it has similar characteristics to Bollguard 2. And now we have this third generation of BT cottons like Wide Strike 3 by Dow that pairs Cry1AC, Cry1F, plus a VIP gene. So just dual gene cottons in Mississippi. We can see up until 2004, there was relatively little dual gene cotton planted. Starting in 2008, though, there's a steady increase, and now in 2014, we practically have 100% dual gene cotton planted in Mississippi. So when we look at the acres sprayed and the applications made with dual gene cotton, we can see between 2008 and 2013 that anywhere between 50 and 80% of our acres have been sprayed for this heliothine complex with an average of 1 to 2 applications per year. So with BT oversprays in Mississippi, there was just over 224,000 acres infested with 139,000 of these acres treated. When you break this out and you look at the Delta region versus the Hills region, we can still see that there was several acres infested, and a lot of these acres infested required a treatment. So when we look at some data from Gus Lorenz in Arkansas, we look at whenever we're talking about sprayed here, it was chlorantraniliprole at 14 ounces, which is Prevathon, versus unsprayed. When we look at non-BT, there was a statistical difference between the sprayed and unsprayed. When we look at the rest of these, for the most part, the sprayed was either equal to or higher yielding than unsprayed, which would be expected. And as we can see here, the Twin Link and the Wide Strike 3 were statistically higher than the Wide Strike, Bollguard 2, and non-BT. So here's a picture of that trial, and we can see where the check plots are. So when we look at Louisiana, we see pretty much the same thing, with except for in this case, the regular Wide Strike sprayed was statistically the same as Wide Strike 3, which wasn't different from a lot of these other varieties. But the non-BT, everything was statistically different from the non-BT except for Wide Strike unsprayed. And here we can see, once again, we can pick out our check plots in this trial. So when we look at Mississippi, we see the same trend here with the non-BT and non-BT being statistically lower than everything but Wide Strike unsprayed. But whenever we go to spray in these dual gene cottons, we get a statistical difference, statistically higher. So once again, we can pick out the unsprayed versus the sprayed here. So when we look at some more oversprayed data, when we look at the square damage for non-BT, we can see it was statistically higher than everything but the Wide Strike unsprayed. But once we started spraying these dual gene cottons, we can see it was statistically different than the untreated and the Wide Strike not sprayed. When we see this same trend 7 days later on the same field, and once again 7 days after that. So when we look at a wide strike three, since it just came out this year, we have this phytogen 315, which is a non-BT. We got phytogen 499, which is your standard wide strike. Then we got 495, which is the wide strike three. We had no statistical difference here on August the 12th for square damage, but whenever we go to the 20th, we did have a statistical difference with wide strike three being statistically lower. And I'd like to mention that this trial, it was not sprayed. So when we look at wide strike three, the square damage on the yield, we can see that there was no statistical difference between 499 and 495, a regular wide strike versus wide strike three, but they were both statistically higher than the non-BT. When we look at the overspray data for yield, looking at non-BT, Bolgar 2, and wide strike, while there's no statistical difference here, we can see that whenever we spray any of these varieties, there's a numerical difference. And in this case, we use Prevathon, Belt, and Tracer versus untreated. So these new technologies are very effective against bollworm. We got the original Bolgard, which is no longer on the market, and wide strike are considered to be good, while twin link wide strike 3 and Bolgard 2 are closer to your best option now. When we look at tobacco budworm, pretty much all of these crystalline toxins control them. So in conclusion, the newer BT technologies still provide good control of the cotton bollworm, but there are still a few cases where BT cotton needs to be treated for cotton bollworms. And in cases where BT cotton is oversprayed for cotton bollworms, there is a yield increase, although this yield increase is not always significant. And so with that, I'd like to take any questions.
We have plenty of time for questions.
Yeah. Based off the threshold. So it would be 4% of the plants had a worm present longer than an eighth of an inch. So.